Well, first, you know, you need to remember that when it comes to funding, we're a participant with several others. And in many cases, we're, you know, sort of a majority driver, but a minority funder. You know, we don't spend most of the money. I mean, an example will be the Recovery Works Treatment Center that'll be down at 7th and Washington Street. The city put up $100,000. Others put up about $1.8 million, maybe $1.7 million. And so we're able to lever, is the phrase we used, a little bit of our money to get a lot of money from others. And going forward, and that those monies that I just mentioned are just for the initial capital costs. You know, going forward, this is a program that'll be paid for by the state of Indiana. And so, again, you know, we've found a way to take a little bit of money from the city and lever that into something that's really going to be meaningful and have a lengthy life. In terms of what goes forward, you know, the city should continue to be a convener. The city should continue to be an organization that attracts players and money to our community to help address this problem. One of the things that we'll have to deal with next is some kind, what I call transitional housing. It's not an easy thing to do because you're talking about going how we integrate former addicts back into the community. And I don't think that it's anything that the city, again, should lead on funding, but we need to be able to lead the effort, be able to attract people to this activity that we want to pursue, and find partners and have, you know, put a little bit of our money and a lot of their money, and we'll make something meaningful happen.